We are learning that the United States military has proof that the Ukrainian military is being fired upon by Russia from across the border, so from inside of Russia. Let's go to the Pentagon, to Barbara Starr, who has a little bit more on this reporting. And so, Barbara, what exactly do we know about this?
Hi, Brooke. Well, a short time ago, the State Department confirmed for the first time the details that they've been working on behind the scenes for the last couple of days. Let me tell you that the State Department spokesman on camera, we'll have that for you shortly, said the following, that the U.S. has evidence the Russians intend to deliver heavier and more powerful multiple rocket launchers to separatist forces in Ukraine, and then went on to say there is evidence, pardon me, Russia is firing artillery from within Russia to attack Ukrainian military positions. Here is what we know at CNN. We have been reporting for the last 2 days that Russian forces have moved right up to the border with Ukraine. What we now know here from our sources is that for the last 48 hours, the U.S. has been monitoring multiple salvos, if you will, by Russian rockets and Russian artillery across the border into Ukraine. There is also potentially, they're trying to figure it all out, additional buildup of Russian forces on that border. Perhaps, they tell us, additional Russian special forces and something called motorized battalions. This would give the Russians the ability to move around both surreptitiously and much quicker. So this would put additional Russian capability right up against that border. Look, you know, here's the fundamental question. Why is the Russian military doing this? Why do we need to be worried about it, beyond it just being very unpleasant? The problem right now for the U.S. intelligence community is they do not know exactly what Vladimir Putin might be up to, what he might be ordering his military to do. This firing across the border gives the Russians the ability to attack into Ukraine, claim that they're not doing anything, and they can, by doing this, they can bolster their own pro-Russian forces on that side of the border against Ukrainian military advances. The Ukrainian government has been pushing the rebels back. Moscow, of course, very upset about that. There is another scenario behind the scenes that the U.S. is looking at. Could this be the beginning of the Russians perhaps putting themselves in place to make a military move across the border? That would be hugely significant, huge, and really destabilizing even more to the region. So right now, U.S. intelligence trying to figure out what all of this means, but for the last 48 hours now, we know they are seeing the Russians fire across the border from inside Russia across to Ukraine, and that makes this situation even more of a hair trigger.